The halacha is that var Torah mos konos, that according to the Torah, a person can acquire metaltlin, can acquire movable objects by paying money. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia explains that Chazal made a gzeira, and they instituted that a person can't acquire metaltlin with ma'os. He has to do a kinyan meshicha. He has to draw the object. So strictly speaking, until a person does a kinyan meshicha, he can back out of the deal, even if he's already paid money for the object. But says the Gemara, that if a person backs out after giving money, he gets a curse. That mishapara me'anche d'ramabal u'midor ha'floga hu'asid lipara mimisha eno amid b'dibura. That the one who punished the d'ramabal and the dor ha'floga will punish a person who doesn't stand by his word. He gets a mishapara, he gets a curse. The question is, we know that d'ramabal did the worst averis. How can we compare someone who doesn't stand by his word to the d'ramabal? Tosfos HaRosh in Bava Metzia explains that the d'ramabal were also dishonest. You know, the pasuk says Kimala Haaretz Chamas Mipneihem, that the people of the d'ramabal were involved in Chamas, they were involved in all kinds of Gneva and Gzela. Rashi quotes from Chazal that in fact Lonechtam Gzardinam Ela Ala Gezel, that the Avera that sealed the fate of the d'ramabal was Gezel, even though they were involved in all types of Averas Chamuros, but it was Gezel that sealed their fate. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, that's why we compare a dishonest person, someone who lacks integrity, to the d'ramabal, because they also were dishonest. But that seems difficult, because the d'ramabal actually stole. They weren't just dishonest. Yes, it's a similar avera, to have a lack of integrity, not to stand by one's word, but the d'ramabal actually did gzeila. It's not the same as not standing by one's word. There's certainly a difference of degree. So why should we compare someone who doesn't stand by his word to the d'ramabal? Reb Chaim Kaufman explains in his beautiful Sefer Mishcha Shemen that actually it's not just a light comparison. Chazal are saying that the d'ramabal were led onto the path of rishus by being dishonest, by having a lack of integrity. That's how they were led onto their path. It wasn't actual gzeila. The Medrash says that at the time of the d'ramabal, someone would bring a basket of fruits or vegetables to the marketplace, and people would take without permission. They take from the fruits, but they take less than a shavah pruta. They take less than a shavah pruta, which couldn't be demanded in Bezda. So they would, so to speak, steal from the individual. They take from him, but they didn't do actual gzeila. They didn't do a gzeila that was demandable, that you could be tovei in Bezda. They weren't doing the isser, the technical isser of gzeila, but this dishonesty destroyed the person's parnasa. And from such behavior, they moved to actual gezel, until they violated terrible averis. But it all started with a lack of integrity. That's perhaps why we give a curse to someone who doesn't stand by his word, that he should be like the d'ramabal, he should be punished like the d'ramabal. Because we want to emphasize that even if it seems that a lack of integrity, that not standing by one's word is just a small thing, the fact is it's very significant because it can lead to much worse behavior. This idea that even a small action can make a difference is true not only in a negative sense, it's true in a positive sense as well. The pasuk says that after Noah got drunk and he uncovered himself, Shem and Yefes took a garment to cover him. The pasuk doesn't say vayikchu shem vayefes. It says vayikach shem vayefes in the singular. It doesn't use the plural. Rashi comments from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that this comes to teach us that shem was misametz b'mitzvah yosef. Shem invested more effort, a little bit more effort than the mitzvah, and for that shem's children received the greater schar than the children of yefes. B'nai Yisroel, B'nai Shem, were given the mitzvah of tzitzis because of Shem's action. And B'nai Yefes, Gog, who's one of the children of Yefes, he was zochet to kfura. After the mochama of Gog and Magog, he's going to be zochet to kfura. Rav Zalman Sirotskin writes that from here we see that even a small extra effort can accomplish a great deal. That because Shem invested more effort in the mitzvah, to his children were zochet to greater schar. We were zochet to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which a person wears throughout his lifetime, while Gog will be zochet to kfura after his death. What's more, Klal Yisrael was zochet l'mitzvah tzitzis, all the way back from Matan Torah. But Gog is going to be zochet to kvura only at the end of time, only after the Milchama of Gog and Magog. Actually, the difference between the schar of shame and the schar of yefes is even deeper than that. Because the pasuk continues, Yafta lokim liyefes v'yishkon be'ohale shame, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should expand, he should extend the boundary of yefes, he should dwell in the tents of shame. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, the pasuk is telling us that even though Koresh, who was a descendant of Yefes, was zochet to build the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Shekhinah was shora only in the first Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech, who was a descendant of Shem. Think about that. What this implies is that because of the little extra effort that Shem expended, Klal Yisrael was zochet to a Hashras HaShekhinah. The children of Shem were zochet to a connection to the Shekhinah that the children of Yefes were not zochet to. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. What a small extra effort can bring to a person. I think there's a very important lesson that we can learn from this. You know, sometimes we ask ourselves, does it really pay to learn for 5 extra minutes if we have a little time? Is the value in having kavana for one bracha of the Shemana Esrei if I know I'm not going to be able to focus for the entire tefillah? The message of this week's parasha is yes. There is value in every moment that we learn. There is value to every extra chesed that we do, to a smile that we give to someone else, to a nice word that we give to someone else. To have kavana even in one bracha of the Shemana Esrei. Yes, there is value. Because every single mitzvah that we do is so important. It's so significant. And the fact is, even a little bit of extra effort can pay us dividends that we never would have imagined. Shabbos. Thank you.